Well, we're the last survivors of the 2014 AFBF Annual Convention. If you've been following what we did, you know that we made no changes to our Farm Bill policy. We basically reaffirmed our positions as we go into sort of a very critical time of getting the Farm Bill finalized. We also reaffirmed strong support for the ag labor reforms that we have been championing for a long time with, frankly, just some minor changes. One of the new areas of discussion was the so-called big data discussion, the idea that farmers give up their individual data in return to participate in technology programs provided by major companies, and that data is aggregated, provides value. The question is, you know, who receives the value and how should the value proposition be split up, and also what happens to the data in terms of privacy. So we adopted some new policy on that. I think it's pretty comprehensive and pretty well lays out our position. And with that, I think I'll just throw it open for any questions anybody has.
Troy Leininger, KICD, Spencer, Iowa. I'm one of the lone wolves here. Any surprises in some of the policy, Bob? Anything that kind of was unexpected that came up?
Not really unexpected. Probably the biggest surprise I had was the amount of time that we spent discussing raw milk again this year. That was probably my biggest surprise. The rest of the discussion and the items that the delegates chose to debate really weren't that much of a surprise. So pretty smooth delegate session, actually. And I think what it boils down to is that our delegates are pretty satisfied with the way our policy positions are. And so a big part of this whole annual meeting of the delegates was about reaffirming our policies.
Anybody else?
Mike Orso, RFD Radio Network, Illinois. President Stallman, what do you see next happening as far as that big data issue? What's going to be Farm Bureau's role in that?
Well, I think we do have a role in that big data discussion, and the role is interacting with the companies that are, you know, planted that are proposing to aggregate data and providing these new sort of technology platforms for farmers. I think our role, to a certain extent, is to get answers from the companies as to how they intend to proceed with how they intend to use the data. Ask the questions on farmers' behalf about, well, if there's value there, you know, how should that be distributed? And, you know, at the end of the day, the marketplace is going to resolve a lot of these issues. But I think the more that we can have an understanding of what the companies are going to do, the better prepared we are to inform our members, our farmers that want to participate in these platforms, as to the questions they should ask and the understanding they should have of what's going to happen to their data. So, you know, it's really engaging with the industry side and conveying information that farmers can use in making their decisions whether to participate in these programs.
And a follow-up, if I may, on the renewable fuel standard, what's the next steps as far as Farm Bureau is concerned on that? And do you think we'll get it maintained to where it's at right now?
We would like to maintain the RFS where it is. We will be working with other like-minded groups in, you know, trying to make comment and make the case that we shouldn't be rolling it back at this point in time. Remains to be seen how that will come out. But right now, it's basically being involved in that comment and regulatory process. We'll also be involved in, from a legislative perspective, in trying to beat back some legislative vehicles that may want to change the RFS or, you know, our policies toward biofuels in a negative fashion. Will be involved in trying to beat those back.
Bob, the opposition to the Affordable Care Act was pretty strong. Do you think farmers are in any particularly unique position in adapting to the ACA?
Well, I think there's a lot of unknown still. We know something about the beginning of implementation. I think the unknowns are how are the costs going to come out with respect to what insurance companies are going to do in pricing their policies. I'm fairly confident that small businesses are going to get hit with higher premiums, and farmers and ranchers or small businesses. You know, personal, self-employed individuals getting health insurance, I feel pretty confident those premiums are going to go up. So we don't, like I said, we don't know by how much, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen. But it's something we're going to have to keep an eye on and, you know, try to do what we can to the extent we can affect the implementation of it in any fashion, to work with others, and particularly the small business coalitions, to do what we can to be sure that individuals and individual business people and small businesses and farmers and ranchers are not unduly burdened.
So there weren't big changes for the farm bill or for immigration reform. So what message do you hope that that sends to the folks in Congress? Because certainly you don't want the message to be, hey, we're cool with the way things have been proceeding, right?
Well, I think the message to the Congress is that, you know, what we've been suggesting that we want and what we've been encouraging you to provide, you know, that we're pretty united behind that, because we aren't seeking a lot of changes. And so I think, you know, we provide that certainty, if you will, in terms of where we stand as an organization as we move through, you know, these bills, passage of the Farm Bill, for instance, and implementation of it. And I think that's a positive. It shows that we're still focused and still united and want to move forward on some of these big issues that, you know, I've been talking about through the course of this meeting.
I should have said Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network a while ago, but are you fairly confident that we are near the end of this long, difficult, some might say bloody path on the Farm Bill?
I just call it the never-ending Farm Bill discussion, but yes, I am. I'm confident. I'm optimistic that by the end of January that we'll have something out of the conference committee that will be solid and be ready to go to the House and Senate floors, if not get on the House and Senate floors. It just makes sense to go ahead and get it done. They're so close. They're down to, you know, the last big issues, if you will, which when a conference committee gets to that point, that means they're getting close to the end, and then it'll be up to the leadership of the House and the Senate to go ahead and schedule the time to get the bill considered. You know, and the other pressure factor is we are reverting back. We're going to revert back to permanent law unless they do something. And instead of doing something to avoid a farm bill, which would involve an extension of some sort or, you know, some other kind of legislative action to keep from going back to old law, it just makes sense that they're so close they would move ahead and go ahead and do the farm bill. Anybody else?
Just on the reelection, you want to comment? And you and Barry both being together here for another 2 years in the team?
Well, and I look forward to serving with my good Vice President Barry Beshoe, and we both look forward to continuing to lead this organization. As I said to the group after the election, it's an honor and a privilege to serve as president of this organization. And what makes it an honor and a privilege is an opportunity to work with some of the world's greatest people and agricultural leaders, and working together, being united, and trying to achieve things that are good for the agricultural industry.
They brought up the term limits, you know, for the board and the women's, and that got defeated. And the argument was there's not fresh blood coming in. Do you want to comment on that?
My only comment on that is the delegates exercised their authority and determined that, you know, we would not have term limits. And, you know, that's the delegates' prerogative with respect to our governance, and I honor that. Anybody else? I don't know about y'all, but I think I'm going to kick back and have a nice drink and dinner tonight. Thanks for being here. It's been a great annual convention, and we look forward to being in San Diego next January.
Thanks.